Remember Our Military Minutes, presented by Sieben Gross von Holtem & Carey Limited, the Know Your Rights Attorneys.
All right, Tom, who's on our CCO Newsline this morning?
Our guest today is Lieutenant Colonel Barb O'Reilly. She's Chief of Deployment Cycle Support and the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon programs at the Minnesota National Guard. Thanks for being with us today, Lieutenant Colonel O'Reilly.
Thank you, Tom, for having me.
We wanted to talk a little bit today about the Patriot Guard in Minnesota. Can you just tell us briefly who they are?
Oh, my goodness. The Patriot Guard is a wonderful organization. And, you know, I want to tell my story about the Patriot Guard and what they mean to me and how important they are. I left my home in January of 2007, and it was really, really cold that morning. And I pulled up, you know, I tore myself away from my two little children. And
this was when you were being deployed?
When I was being deployed to Afghanistan. And, you know, it was really sad and everything. But, you know, I was doing my duty. That's how I took my military deployment. But then as I pulled up to the Roseville Armory, and it was totally dark except for lights that were shining upon flags being held by the Patriot Guard. And at that very moment, you know, it was not just about duty anymore. It was about representing the United States and representing freedom.
So this was about 4 o'clock in the morning, Colonel?
4 o'clock in the morning on a sub-zero January day. And the Patriot Guard, there must have been 30 or 40 members of the Patriot Guard standing there. And what, you know, every service member takes an oath to support and defend the Constitution. And we do that by volunteering. None of us are made to. And just as we do that, and as the Patriot Guard stands by silently holding what represents freedom as we leave, and they do this every time they're asked to do, no matter what time of the day it is, no matter how cold it is or how hot or if it's raining or snowing, they are there. And they're there to show their support. And they tell us, we'll be here when you leave and we'll be here when you come back. And they always are.
Every time gave you a very warm feeling on a very cold morning.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, all of a sudden, you know, just instead of feeling like, you know, I have to go, it's what I have to do and things like that, it definitely gives you pride. You're walking through the arches of flags that are being held by the Patriot Guard, and you feel proud and you feel humbled and you feel honored to serve. And I think the Patriot Guard gives all of us that feeling. It really makes us understand that we're serving the United States. We're here for the United States. And as we come back and all we think about is, gosh, I want to get home to my family. When you get off the bus or get off the plane and the Patriot Guard is there, you just feel like, wow, they're here, they support me. And it really just gives you that sense of pride.
Thank you. Colonel, thank you for being with us this morning. We're just about out of time, but on a future show, we're trying to get the Patriot Guard on with us. And for more information, our listeners can go to MinnesotaPatriotGuard.org. That's MN Patriot Guard, or BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org. And more information is available at todaysbusinessradio.com. Click on the Support Our Troops, and you can go to the podcast about becoming a Yellow Ribbon community.
Remember Our Military Minutes, presented by Sieben Gross von Holtem & Carey Limited, the Know Your Rights Attorneys.